Lydia Moss Bradley's Peoria footprint is much larger than her namesake university. We explore her legacy as we end Women's History Month.
Her accomplishments at the time were certainly extraordinary. She did not take lightly to just being the woman in the kitchen.
That's Lydia Moss Bradley scholar Barbara Kearns. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Wednesday, March 31st, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Several Peoria City Council candidates say the most important quality they want in the city's next police chief is effective communication. Tim Shelley reports.
Peoria Police Chief Lauren Marion retired in January to take a job at Eureka College. Candidates for the 3rd and 5th District Peoria City Council seats were asked at the recent candidates forum about what they're looking for in the city's next chief. 5th District Councilman Dennis Sear says though Peoria is a small city, he wants a chief with big city experience.
We need somebody that's been, has a lot of experience in the big city. Now we have 110,000 people living in Peoria. We have a police force of over 200.
Sears challenger Ryan Height says the chief needs to bring new ideas to the table and communicate them effectively both internally and externally.
Not all of our problems are going to be solved just by having a good relationship and communication, but those are the huge first steps in a good relationship throughout the community with the police department.
Third District Councilman Tim Regenbach says those external communication efforts are vital.
Community-based policing, more residential officers, things like the resource center, those are things that are really going to have an impact.
And Third District challenger Gail Thetford says it's also important to listen to what the officers on the beat are saying.
There aren't as many officers per shift, and to say that they are really functioning in a reactionary posture almost on a regular daily basis is an understatement.
The general election is April 6th. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Tri-County is almost at 20% of residents fully vaccinated for COVID-19. Figures updated Tuesday by the Illinois Department of Public Health show Peoria, Tazewell, and Woodford counties with 69,665 fully dosed individuals, which amounts to 19.8%. Find more news right now at WCBU.org. Lydia Moss Bradley wore many hats during her 91 years of life. She was a wife and mother. She was also business savvy, a philanthropist, and a pioneer, serving as the first woman director of a Peoria bank before fulfilling her quest to create the higher education institution now known as Bradley University. As we end Women's History Month, our Kristen McHugh speaks with Barbara Kearns, a Lydia Moss Bradley scholar and Bradley University's executive director of learning design and technology, about the school's founding and Mrs. Bradley's life and legacy.
It's quite remarkable if you think about it. Mrs. Bradley herself had gone and researched institutions to begin with. She traveled to Terre Haute, Indiana to Rose Polytechnic Institute to talk to Chauncey Rose back when he first created his institution that she found very appealing. When she was very interested in really pursuing that, she asked her business manager, William Hammond, to go do some additional investigative research. And he went up to Chicago and talked to William Rainey Harper, who was at that time the president of the University of Chicago. And Harper actually came down to Peoria within a few days to talk to Mrs. Bradley at her home. And within a couple weeks, they had the university charter all sketched out. Within a few months, they had parceled out, identified the campus, what it would look like.
Obviously, Bradley University is her namesake in Peoria, but her footprint is much wider in Peoria and in central Illinois.
Yes, and one of the things that I really can appreciate in Peoria is Laura Bradley Park. And Mrs. Bradley was really kind of at the forefront in the donation of land. And she donated 100 acres to the city of Peoria and wanted it named Laura Bradley Park after her daughter. However, she also was concerned about the upkeep and sustainability. And she sweetened the deal to the city of Peoria, saying, I will give you an extra 30 acres if you establish a park board And that actually was the creation then that led to the creation of the Peoria Park District, which was first park district in the state of Illinois. So that was one aspect in which her footprint was larger. Other things in which she had a hand were the start of St. Francis Hospital. She offered property to get that started. The children's home, also churches. She also was one to help the home for aged women. Those were a few of the things that she was involved in.
I went and looked at her Wikipedia page just out of curiosity, and it describes her as a wealthy bank director and philanthropist. And I feel like that doesn't really describe her.
Oh, not in the slightest. There's so much depth to her. I mean, you think about starting in a university. In addition, she was one who was very active. She planted gardens, she canned food, she churned butter. There are stories that she churned butter during some of the meetings in her home. So yes, she's rather dichotomous as an individual.
And yet some people describe her as being a bit of a recluse.
She did have a reputation of being a recluse. I believe it was, she was a very private person and she didn't speak a lot. There are notes from biographers that really describe her as someone who was extremely concise. She got to the point, said exactly what she meant, and then stopped talking. And sometimes that was even considered a little blunt.
In today's standards, her accomplishments would be impressive. But in an era when women didn't even have the right to vote, it seems that her accomplishments are extraordinary.
Oh, yes. Her accomplishments at the time were certainly extraordinary. She did not take lightly to just being the woman in the kitchen. She did not take lightly to women not having a say and involvement in the affairs of the day.
Do we know how she would react to things like suffrage, the women's liberation movement, and even the current Me Too era?
That's an interesting question. I would love to ask her that. To me, in how she's portrayed, it seems as if she didn't let societal norms restrict what she felt she could do.
Barbara Kearns is a Lydia Moss Bradley Scholar and Bradley University's Executive Director of Learning, Design, and Technology. I'm Kristen McHugh.
To hear this story again, visit wcbu.org. And before we let you go, plan accordingly as the right lane of the eastbound I-74 on the Murray Baker Bridge will be closed today from 8:30 a.m. to 3. And the Tazewell County Board meets tonight at 6. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.